right. Tell me what is on your mind. 1-300-56-4652 if you would like to give us a call. Between the bushfires and the pandemic and political unrest, 2020 has been full of doom and gloom, sadly, but it's important to remember that there's still good happening in the world, and a lot of it, I might say, a lot of good, following the untimely death of their sister Connie Johnson, actor Samuel Johnson, and his other sister, whose name is Hilda. They've been travelling around the country talking at schools and community groups about how to rid the community of cancer. I think that's a big suggestion that anybody can, because I don't believe you can, but they do. On their travels, they've discovered that a wealth of Australians had heartwarming and inspiring stories to tell, so they decided to complete these stories and put them in a book called Heroes Next Door. And we've got Sam and Hilda on the line, I hope. Good morning. Are you there?
Good morning, John. Thank you so much for having us, and it's great to be with you.
Okay, good to talk to you, Sam. Where's Hilda?
I'm here. Thanks, John.
Okay. What motivated the two of you to compile these stories? I've got to say, before we go any further, it's a very nice-looking book, and I think the look of a book is very important, but it's a very nice-looking book. It's a gentle-looking book because it's a lovely pale blue colour, and I think that the look of the book will help. But what motivated you to do those stories?
I asked my sister to join me on a fundraising tour last year, and Hilda left her job as a prison officer for a time to come and join me meeting with communities everywhere, and she started meeting all kinds of inspiring people along the way that were showing great courage in the face of adversity, and Hilda started writing these stories down and sharing them with the road crew, and the book was born rather organically. Would you agree, Hilda?
Absolutely. It was amazing meeting all these people that go out of their way to better their communities, ease the paths of others. They're everywhere. They don't toot their own horns. And it was a privilege to find them and start writing their stories and then join in a collaboration with Sam for this book.
The story, The Karate Kid, written by you, Hilda, it's a pretty harrowing recount of a mother's experience, and it sheds light on two very important issues, being cancer and suicide. Do you see this book as a means of fostering discussion, maybe, about difficult topics?
Absolutely. These are things that every family is touched by in some way. Every story in this book, because it's just about life, really. Adversities happen all the time. And certainly with that story, Heather really wants to sort of shout it from the rooftops, you know, on the off chance that we can save one other young child from suicide. There are definitely some confronting and difficult themes, just as much as there are some lovely and delightful stories of people doing small things to make others' lives better.
Yeah, I think the book is interesting, and I think that people are going to be motivated by what's in it. But I want to know what motivated you. I mean, you're a prison officer by day, so what motivated you to finally put pen to paper?
I basically accepted Sam's invitation to go out on the road, which isn't like me. I'm very family-oriented and quite static. So it was a wonderful experience getting out there and seeing what Love Your Sister does in raising funds, raising awareness, and meeting all these amazing people. So it was quite different from my day-to-day life, and it changed my life.
Tell me this. You mightn't know, but people mightn't know that you're a prison officer by day, but I still don't understand how you come from prison officer to writing such a sensitive book, because we always think that prison officers are going to be pretty tough people, and this is a very, very sensitively written book.
Yeah, it is. I think, you know, we're the forgotten emergency service, and certainly some of the stories in the book, you know, whether it was the policeman or the SES worker, I felt a real affinity with their stories, and I have a deep understanding of what it's like to go through sort of confronting and traumatic experiences in the workplace.
You both, I think, speak at schools and community events, don't you, the two of you?
Yes, we do. I'm a veteran now of 8.5 years of community campaigning, and I've done 1,100 towns in that time, John.
Okay, and the idea is that you're telling people to kick cancer in the face. What exactly do you mean by that?
We advocate for personalised treatment, which is a genomics-based form of treatment that can put our cancer patients on the right drug first time, every time, and prevent a lot of wastage. Obviously, with current treatments, you kind of have a trial and error process where you start with the drug most likely to succeed and you work your way down the line. It's really wasteful and expensive, and newer technologies allow us to streamline our treatment options a lot more effectively and accurately. So we support personalised medicine for all cancer patients, no matter where they live and regardless of their income or status.
Yeah. Apparently you were dared by Connie to unicycle round Australia, which would have given you a lot of time to think and look at this beautiful country of ours. Did you actually do that?
Yes, I did. It took me 364 days to get around the country on one wheel, and I travelled 16,000 kilometres, earning myself a Guinness World Record.
Yeah, that's a hell of a lot of pedalling.
Oh, so many millions of revolutions, John. I'm so glad it's in my past.
Yeah, well, it is, and I doubt you'll want to be doing it again. But
you're absolutely spot on there, brother.
If the charity Love Your Sister finally hit the $10 million goal, I imagine that would have made Connie immensely proud. So what are you going to do next?
We're aiming to raise $1 million a month towards personalised medicine. That's our next goal. That would really start having a positive impact on patients everywhere. So $1 million a month is the next goal, and it's certainly, we've been tracking at about $1 million a year so far, so it's quite ambitious, and it remains to be seen, John.
Yeah, well, we've got to wait and see for a lot of things.
Yes, exactly.
Anyway, people listening, go down to your local bookstore, or go to Amazon, or go to Booktopia, or go to Bookpedia, but go to your bookstore if you can, and get a copy of Heroes Next Door by Samuel Johnson and Hilda Hinton. Thank you both for giving us some. Hilda, thank you very much.
Thank you, John.
And good luck with the book. And you, Samuel, I thank you too. We've spoken before, and I hope we get to speak again. It's a nice little book.
All the best, and thank you. Thank you very much.
That's a pleasure. Okay, it's available at better bookstores, so if you want a copy of it, you could go to your local bookstore. Please go to your local bookstore if you've got one. We've got to make sure that they survive. Otherwise, you can go to Amazon Australia or Booktopia or Bookpedia. Heroes Next Door by Samuel Johnson and Hilda Hinton. A nice little book, and I commend it to you. Surprising, sometimes raw, often funny, heartfelt celebration of unsung Aussie heroes. That's what the book is. Heroes Next Door.